At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Monday. It's good to be back, everybody. I had a nice little trip last week and the long weekend. Went out to St. Pete, hung out with some capybaras, which was fun. What? Don't look at me like that, Brittany. That's what I did.
I don't know what the family capybaras is. I'm not even going to lie to you. I've seen this all over the internet. So confused.
Well, they are the world's largest rodent, and there is a place in St. Petersburg. I believe there's also one in St. Augustine, but I had never been to St. Pete. We basically went on this road trip as a family to go to this TikTok tourist trap, and it was known as the Capybara Cafe, and what you get to do is that you get to hang out with the capybaras for a half hour, and you can snuggle with them. You can feed them kale. They're quite smelly, but adorable. But they are the world's largest rodent. That's what they are.
Was it expensive to do that?
It wasn't cheap. But it was worth it. I didn't think about the price after I left. I had the time of my life hanging out with these capybaras. Really?
So let me get this straight.
Are they really big? Like, are
you
they...
spend money
yeah.
to go cuddle a stinky animal.
Well,
that's in the rat family.
They are giant rats. They,
we got capybaras in Louisiana. They call neutral rats.
That's okay. I was about to say that's not a capybara. That's a neutral rat or a muskrat. That's not
a
capybara.
Not a muskrat.
No, it's a muskrat.
I'm telling you, go look at the size of these neutral rats.
These things are adorable. What do you want me to do? I was having the time of my life.
Adorable. And
they are adorable.
Adorable and rodent don't go in the same.
No, I'm telling you guys, you don't know capybaras.
It wasn't
the
like
only
the lemur.
Adorable rodents are Mickey Mouse and Remy from Ratatouille.
Wait, it wasn't like the lemur.
It was cooler than the lemur. I got to be honest with you.
What?
Yeah, it was cooler than Maui. I love Maui. Maui was great.
Didn't stink.
Yeah, they didn't stink individually. They stunk as a collective. You know, like it's just like one of those things. Like when you walk into a barn, you know, it's like if you walk into a barn, you're like, yeah, this kind of stinks. But then you get used to it and you're just like, give me some cuddles.
No, you know,
you hugged the capybaras.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take pictures?
Yeah. I got a capybara picture. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Loading. But this is the whole point of the trip.
He said you could have just cuddled Solana for free.
You wouldn't want to snuggle with that thing?
No.
Nope, not really.
Why not?
Nope. It's a rodent. What do you mean?
The one word you said, it resembles a rat. I'm out.
It is in the rat family. It's the world's largest rodent.
Okay, great. No.
Look at him. It's adorable. There was one named Ranger. I really took to him. You know, he liked to stay under his his coffee table.
Wait. Dude.
What?
Nothing says I'm a redneck like some of the vacations you talk about. You spend a vacation in a trailer park.
That's not okay. That did happen.
Right.
Not my fault though. That was Mrs. Tobin's fault.
You go to the Nut, right? And now you can't go to the Nut because they charge you.
Well, yeah. The Nut has gotten a little full of themselves. Like, I'm sorry, but you can't be just saying, "Oh, you need to book in advance to go to the Nut." Like, I'll go to the Nut whenever I want to go to the Nut. I'm out. See ya.
What's the Nut?
Peanut Island.
Nope.
And then
that really you is say, helpful. Yes.
And then you say you had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
Hugging a rodent. Yeah,
they were quite lovely. The Capybara Cafe, it was worth. Here's the thing. I spent a lot of money on it. I was not expecting. I was like, I'm going to be disappointed when I leave this place, especially when I walked in and got punched in the face with that smell. But then you get used to it, and then you get to feed them kale. And I was like, you know what? There was something pleasing about the crunching that they do. You know, like they did. They have these giant, like, little beaver teeth, and I was just like, you know, this is pleasing to me. And I walked out, and I was like, you know what? It was worth the money. I had a great time. TikTok trap was worth it.
What about the rodent you hit with a baseball bat? Why you didn't get all warm and cuddly with him?
That's not a rodent. That's a marsupial. And he scared me.
And they're not harmful at all.
I didn't know that at the time, though. I didn't know they didn't have rabies. He's referring to a possum, which I hit in the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah,
but I was doing it for fear
story.
Of my...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very scared, Brittany. He was...
It's very barbaric, you know, he gave me, of you.
It's like, well, he's in my way! I had to get to work. I'm telling you. I will say, though, there was nothing that pissed me off more because Leroy's against going in the ocean, and I love going in the ocean.
Uh-huh. Me too, I do.
And this Gulf of Mexico, what's up with your water?
It's dirty.
It's green. Yeah. I'm like, what's dirty. Up with this?
It's because it's salt water. Is it salt water or fresh water? It's fresh water.
No, it's salt water. It's salt water. But... They have incredible shells on the St. Pete coast over there. Incredible shells.
Is that where you hit the beach and did the petting on the same side?
Yes.
Okay.
They were all in the same town. Okay. But then I was, you know, my kids were like gathering these beautiful conch shells and seashells. And I was like, these things look like you bought them at a store. This is incredible. I mean, what a treasure trove.
Until someone crawled out of one of them.
And then I stepped on something that felt like death. And I was like, Leroy, it hurt so bad. But my kids were there. I couldn't let them know my pain.
Man, up. There you go. That's fathering right there. Brittany, you want to know what fathering is? Almost breaking something, but looking at your kids and knowing, I'm a man. I can't sit here. And act like a little baby about this.
And I had to go take a lap. I'm like, you guys go underwater. I don't know what I stepped on. I don't know if it was an urchin because the water is mucky there.
So you can't.
So I don't know what it was, but I don't think it was glass. I think I stepped on like a really sharp shell.
Wait. So even after all the things that I've explained to you.
Yeah.
You still get in water. You can't see what's underneath.
I was having a great time. We were catching treasures, baby.
Okay.
We were catching treasures. I'm not going to not go in the water. I just don't live like that. I suffer consequences over it? Yes.
Sometimes, Leroy, you're going to think I'm crazy, but sometimes I prefer going in the murky water because I don't want to know what's there. When the water's too clear and I can see the fishes and the things around me, I get more freaked out.
You have lost your mind. You don't want to see?
Dude, I sliced up my big toe so bad. And then on my ring toe, something got like lodged in there. And I was like,
it's going to be when you get up the next morning, your foot is this big.
I'm never going to get eaten by a shark because I'm not going to live it down that you told me so on that. I'm not doing it. Because it's like my immediate thought is one, don't cry in front of my kids, and two, Leroy is going to be so happy that I got hurt in the ocean because he hates the ocean.
I don't hate the ocean. I just am not familiar enough to, like, you know what? It's only intangibles that say, oh, you ain't got to worry about that. But I see a fish or something like barracuda or something like, no.
My guy Kirk on Instagram says it was probably a pen shell. I'm going to look this up.
So were you bleeding?
Oh, I was bleeding, dude. I was bleeding. Oh, you know what? I'm looking right now at these pen shells. We did catch a couple of these suckers. I'll get some pictures of this.
Have you ever ate conch?
Love conch.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Conch fritters? You like conch fritters or you like them freshly shucked at the table?
I'll take them either way. I'll even take fried conch, like not conch fritters, but fried conch. Delicious.
Conch is delicious, dude.
Delicious.
Isn't it kind of like calamari? Like the texture of that?
It's a little tougher, I would say. Just a little tougher.
It's not calamari, but yeah, it's got some differences.
See, I've warmed up to calamari over the years. Until they start putting the tentacles in there, like the little.
Those are the best ones. Those are the best ones. Yes, they are.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. I saw some beasts this weekend. That was scary. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Marlins, they swept the Yankees this weekend. Back at it tonight. Against the Houston Astros, who were swept this weekend by the Red Sox. Sandman on the hill today, 640 is your pitch from Lone Depot Park. Marlins, 55-55, back to 500.
Yep.
The Miami Dolphins and Zach Seeler officially agreed to their deal on a contract extension. Zach Seeler speaking to the media today. Maybe we'll get you some of that before the end of the show. We'll for sure get that for you tomorrow. Zach Seeler excited to be back with the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, his journey, very inspiring. So good for Zach Seeler. Happy for him. Yep. Dolphins start a preseason play this weekend against the Chicago Bears. I am actually excited about that because I want to see I don't think we have a backup quarterback battle per se.
No, they already nixed that one, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's Zach Wilson's job, but you never know.
You would like to see Quinn Ewers perform. They say he has a cannon and he's very accurate.
Yeah, they say he's been playing. They say he's been having some good camps and all that. So
I don't understand how. And help me understand this. How could a guy like that go into what, sixth or seventh round?
I don't know. I think they said he wasn't that important.
But then a guy like Tua, who has some of the same qualities, go top five.
I'm
just curious. And I'm not saying that Tua's not better than Quinn Ewers. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that they possess some of the same qualities. And the qualities that made you draft a hurt two and number five are the same qualities that made you draft a guy with similar attributes in the sixth or seventh round. It's a weird dynamic.
By the way, I got a picture of this pen shell that was alleged. This could have been what sliced up my foot gnarly. Right. This is what it looks like.
Wait, where's the sticky part?
I guess in the barnacle. I guess because it could flap open. That's what the guy says it could be. I don't know. It felt like a...
So this is closed. It opens up and there's all kinds of stuff in there?
I guess. I don't know.
Or you stepped on and got the point?
It felt like I stepped on a nail. Like it was like...
You don't wear beach shoes?
Beach shoes? What? What kind of person are you? Beach shoes.
I wear the shoes you can go in the water and whatever.
You do?
Yeah.
I wouldn't hang out with you on the beach.
Why?
I can't be with beach shoe guy. Put your toes in the sand. That's the whole point.
I don't know. You know what? Aqua socks. There you go. That's what they're called. Aqua socks. Dude, you know
if
why?
You showed up with aqua socks.
You know why? Because I won't have to worry about standing on a pin shell. So you can look rugged and hard and like a beach goer you'll walk on one of them things and cry in the corner by yourself because you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of the kids. Meanwhile, I could just walk around.
He's telling me,
beach cred. I'm good with that.
He's saying the pointing part sticks up through the sand. Yeesh, it hurt. Oof.
See, anyway, I wouldn't have to worry about that.
Got some because, dude, I tell you, I'd rather my foot get sliced off than wear aqua socks. I'd rather walk around.
This just sounds stupid.
I'm not wearing aqua socks. Maybe in the springs, maybe where there's rocks all over the place, you want to wear some water shoes. Cool.
But if you can't see, you don't know where there's rocks.
There's a time and place, Leroy. There's a time and place.
Right.
When you're in the
time and place.
Guess what? I go to the beach, I don't have to worry about my feet getting hot. Yeah.
You're going to have a weird tan, too. A very weird tan.
Nick T said, Leroy probably wears a swim cap, even though he's bald. Might have one for his chin hair, too. Could you imagine what it
looks like? No. This is a question. Do you wear the aqua socks because you're scared of your feet or you don't want to show off your toes? Is that the reason?
No, I don't care about showing off my toes. They are what they are. But I don't like the hot sand, and I don't like stepping on stuff. So I put the little aqua socks on. There's nothing wrong with protecting yourself. Like, I don't think you look cooler than me because you're barefoot.
I'm definitely enjoying nature more than you.
Yeah, you got your foot sliced open.
It was worth it. Because I didn't wear aqua socks. And I hung out with my buddy, Ranger the Rat.
Dude. Can I just tell you, as many things as we've done together, right? This is where we part ways.
Hey, you don't want to hang out with capybaras?
No, and don't do that again.
Why?
Don't try to do the Spanish thing.
That's how that's how they sounded. That's the name.
Nope.
Capybara.
No. I like, no, but I could just see him now, like, trying to convince me. Come on, guy. No, it'll be fine. Let's go get in the water. No, and then try to make me take off my aqua socks.
Oh, we're not hanging out if you're wearing aqua socks. That's not happening.
Why? That's safe. You're just going to step on stuff. Hence?
I just can't have you wearing aqua socks. I just can't. What? I'm sorry.
Wait.
At the beach?
Question. If we're standing in the water,
yep.
Nobody knows.
I'm going to know.
And you still have to walk from your spot on the beach to the water and then back out. Like, people are going to see your aqua socks.
And Brittany, like, how awful does it feel when you're the squishiness of the aqua socks when you're walking out?
It's terrible.
They're not squishy. Like,
oh, yeah, they
yes,
are.
They no, they're are. Not.
Because you are tight.
No.
They're not tight. No. They soak not. In. And it's like, it has the sound. Look, that's you when you're walking by with your aqua socks.
And then
all of a sudden
sand
you
gets
got
in
supersonic
there.
Hearing.
And then the like, sand gets in there. No.
That's fine. But guess what I don't have? A gash in my toe.
What happened to gash. Tobin is like one in a million, truthfully. It like never happens.
We'll take a break, get back into some Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel looking ahead to the preseason. What's he looking for? We'll take a break back after this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. If you guys want to see Zach Brown at the Sphere in Las Vegas, we got a great contest for you. He's going to be playing there this December, and we got a contest. All you got to do is log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQM for 1 hour, and you're into the contest. If you want more chances, you listen every day, and you might win. The winner receives a round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's spelled Z-A-C. Odyssey.com/Z-A-C. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group for sponsoring this as well. Miami Marlins, they're rolling. They're back at it tonight, taking on the Astros. Sandy Alcantara is on the hill. He'll get going tonight, 6:40 from the Lone Depot Park. Meanwhile, the Dolphins officially signing Zach Sealer to a contract extension. Some injuries from the weekend as Austin Jackson got stepped on. He's going to be out for some weeks. The hope is he'll be back for week one. Please be back for week one. Please. Alec Ingold, by the way, also got hurt at practice today. He is in concussion protocol, Dolphins fullback.
So not a shocker.
Wish him a speedy recovery. Because that's all,
basically, that's all he's doing is concussing himself.
Yeah. Banging through. Mm-hmm. And Jalen Phillips, he got leg whipped. They said it's a bruise. Might miss a day. He missed yesterday. Might miss another day of practice, a couple days. But Mike McDaniel, not concerned with the Dolphins star pass rusher. But we do have the first preseason game coming up here, Leroy. And this is what Mike McDaniel had to say on the matchup and who needs the preseason game the most. Here's what Mike McDaniel would say on that.
A lot of young players on our team trying to find their footing within the team. And, you know, part of the great thing about this 2025 team, in particular with the young guys, is they have the drive, the will, and the mindset to find a place on the team. First opportunity to introduce yourself, establish yourself as a Dolphin, and then, you know, in the vein of the what you have to do at an expert level continually is assess and reapply and get better at things you didn't do and be dependable and all those things. So in that, there's a lot of young players, you know, on both lines that I'm excited about. There is a plethora of, you know, really we have them distributed throughout the whole team. I'm excited for first and second year players pretty much across the board on this team for week one of the preseason.
Whew.
Tell you what, he's in midseason form.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a preseason with his press conferences.
What was the question again? Who needs it the most?
I don't. Who cares? Here was him saying that he's going to have his eyes on a lot of first and second year players.
Needs to be and will be guys that grow from game one to game three. And this team is depending on that growth. So you get that starting point of that game like experience. And you find out so much more about people based on you have extensive practice relationship with them. And this is the first time it's the game. So my eyes are on the first and second year players across the board at every position, really.
Yeah, no one's playing of note in that first game.
If I may.
Sure.
What has been the biggest issue with this team?
Physicality?
Correct. You're telling me that basically you're just going to say, yeah, we're going to be physical, and the only people you want to see are the first and second year guys?
Well, they are doing joint.
Not the same.
They are doing joint practices.
You can't tackle.
So you want everybody going out there like the whole – I don't want Tua anywhere near the preseason.
It's not for Tua. It's not for the guy just handing off or the guy's just blocking up front.
The line's definitely good. I mean, other than – I mean, we know Austin Jackson's not playing. He's out.
Yeah.
Everybody else is probably – maybe James Daniels doesn't play because he's working his way back.
Okay, but Savai you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. For this man to say, based on what happened last year and how physical we need to be moving forward, I want to see first and second year guys, you're making assumptions that aren't entirely accurate. You're assuming that, we're just all of a sudden with all our other guys going to be more physical.
You know how it is that this preseason, though, now, man. Like, if you give a rat's ass about one game, and that's everybody in the league, if you give a rat's about one game, yeah, if it's that's it. Okay. Like no one's playing in the first game, no one's playing in the second game or the third game.
Yeah. I got
second
you.
Game, all people right. will play.
But that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I will. Me personally, one of the biggest indicators of how you've changed, right? It's not the first team, right? It may not even be the backups. But if you see everybody that goes onto that field playing with a level of physicality, whether they're going to be on the team or not, then that is a perfect message as to if we overall as a group have gotten more physical, right? And so from that standpoint, if you're going to watch the preseason game, just look at those aspects of it just to see, okay, what has been the messaging during camp? How do guys look? How are they attacking, you know, the other side of the ball? Are we more physical? Because you can't say at any point in time last year that, this team's physical up front. You couldn't. On the defensive side, you could, but not on the offensive side. So no matter who's playing, if you can see a different intensity, right, then you'll know that his message is getting across.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the on like actual battles that you're looking for, like they certainly need to figure out like who are going to be the backup tackles that they trust, especially if Austin Jackson is going to miss time.
Yeah,
you need to figure out the other cornerback spot. It seems like Storm Duck has one of them locked up,
which is good,
which is great.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah.
But you know, now that Kader Kohu's done for the season, you got to figure it out. I don't think it's going to be Cam Smith because.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Toboggan said it perfectly. You can't flip the tough switch. You either are or you aren't. You can get better.
But wouldn't we mock them, Leroy? If they came out and they ran for 200 in the preseason, like, would anybody take that seriously?
It's not a matter of taking it serious. It's a matter of getting an identity of how you're going to play football. That's it, right? I'm not saying you can make anything of it, but I'm saying the mindset is there to play football a certain way that's different than we've seen. And that's what you're looking for.
The Dolphins got the Bears Sunday at 1, and the Lions is their second preseason game. Man Campbell. This is, of course, Ben Johnson, who was their offensive coordinator. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, gosh.
Man, we'll take a break. Mix things up in the mixed bag on the other side. Back after this.
Hey,
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We'll take you up until 2. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. I saw Joe Rose. Joe Rose is finally the big dog, finally on YouTube this morning. Is that his maiden voyage?
I don't know.
I think it was. Joe Rose, you can now watch on the YouTube and Twitch page, Miami 560 WQAM. Hockman and Crowder and Solana. Maybe they'll get the guts one day to stream live, huh, boys? Maybe. Big dog's doing it. Two feet in, 10 toes down. Streaming live. You, of course, can also catch a sports day there as well. And best of clips all on the YouTube and Twitch page. Check that on out. But let us get to that time of the show where we mix it on up. All right, the mixed bag here. We'll start off first with some breaking news in the mixed bag, which is not a soundbite, Leroy, but instead a tweet from one Matthew Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk has revealed, Leroy, that he is the cover athlete for NHL 26. Matthew Tkachuk, I don't know if there's an NHL curse, like a Madden curse. I don't know if that's a thing. So I'm hopeful that there isn't. But Matthew Tkachuk, he is the cover athlete for NHL 26 EA Sports. Congratulations to Matthew Tkachuk.
I don't know anybody that would say no to that in any sport.
Being the cover of a video game?
Yeah.
Who was it? Barry Bonds wasn't in the MLB video game, right? I don't think he was at the he had like a union dispute or something like that, or like he didn't sign his rights over, so there was a guy who was Barry Bonds but wasn't Barry Bonds.
They had to use
Yeah, I forget who the guy was. I'm sure somebody in the chat will name it, but that was definitely a thing. That was definitely a thing. So, meanwhile, a guy who is always dealing with drama, Jerry Jones, this weekend he officially got a trade request from Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons put out like a 3-page statement on Twitter. Tired of being on the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys were trying to negotiate with him without his agent this summer. And, he just feels like he's fed up. He's done. Here was Jerry Jones on where things stand with that.
ways in any relationships or different moods at different times of your relationship. That's what it is. Don't lose any sleep over it.
So just Jerry, to be clear.
That's one thing I would say to our fans. Don't lose any sleep over
it. Don't lose any sleep over it.
I don't know, dude. They just have no idea. None. Like, you... The problem is not that, okay? And let me repeat this. The problem is not that eventually they're going to pay him. The problem is you've done this with four or five guys that I can think of in recent years that ended up getting paid the highest at the position, and they ain't the best. So because you procrastinate and wait and try to play this stupid game, you end up overpaying just to have a guy on your team, when in fact, you could have got him for millions less if you had just redone it instead of being stubborn.
Well, I think the thing that's the strangest with this is, why does he have such a gripe with the agent? Like, why won't he speak to the agent? That's the thing that's strange.
Because he can't take advantage of the agent. That's why.
Like, that's the thing that's weird about it. It doesn't seem like it's a money thing. It's like, why don't you want to talk to the agent?
Because
it's like,
you had
talks with Micah, and Micah's like, cool, can you talk to my agent? No, we can't do that. It's like, what? Why? It's so strange.
I'm telling you why.
No, I get it, but like, this isn't. Like, this hasn't been a story with Dak Prescott. This is like the Cowboys stringing along drama, definitely not new. They did that with Zeke. They did it with a ton of guys. But
they did it back as far as Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith missed the first two games of the season. They lost, and then they signed Emmitt, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year.
I'm trying to figure out why his agent, David Mulligetta, who's I'd say other than Drew Rosenhaus, probably the most famous agent going right now, like. Mm-hmm. Why is there such a thing with Jerry Jones that he doesn't want to talk to Micah Parsons' agent? It seems like such strange behavior. I'm sure they've talked to other guys' agents.
Because he knows what he's going to have to pay. And if he can convince Micah without his agent to accept anything other than that, then he's made off. And that's why they do it. So they're going to say, hey, you know, we can do this, we can do that. If you would just take 35 instead of 42.
A little slice off, Micah.
Right. But
a little sliver.
What they've done with all these players is they've gotten them to the point where they're so irritated, they don't care. They want all their money. And that's the part that Jerry Jones and his son don't understand. That you've made these situations more toxic than they need to be by playing all of these games with these players. And you've been doing it since you owned the Cowboys.
And I saw him also this week and be like, what you guys don't know is what I offered him. I'm like, I guess not enough, though, dude.
Wouldn't it have been done? You're exactly correct. I know how much you offered him. Not enough. Because guess what? Micah is going to be the highest played non-quarterback in the league next year. That's what everybody says.
Yep.
His agent is probably there too. So if Jerry thinks that ain't happening, then whatever. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If I gave you the choice, say if I gave you a 5-year deal for $200 million with $110 guaranteed, or a 4-year contract for $35 million fully guaranteed.
I don't know. What?
So if you take a 5-year contract, right?
Okay.
For $200 million. With 110 guaranteed.
Okay.
Or a 3 or 4 year contract for 35 a year, fully guaranteed.
35 a year, fully guaranteed. You said just 35 guaranteed. I was like, did you really ask
35
that?
35 a year.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the whole contract's going to be guaranteed.
Okay, so like, yeah, so you're saying like 130 guaranteed or 110 over 200, something like that.
Right.
But maybe it gets strung out.
Yeah.
I'd take the fully guaranteed deal.
Right. So I just think that these...
Are you trying to Jedi mind trick me for a second?
Whoa, to stretch it out, they have these...
That's probably what Jerry Jones did. He probably tried that trick on Micah Parsons. He goes, I got suitcase number one here, Micah. It's good. But it could be better in suitcase number two. No agents. Your choice. Anyway.
Nope.
One guy who did sign his deal, Luka Doncic.
Yeah. Wait. See, yeah. When I saw that, I'm like, you know, just because they don't sign it right away don't mean they're not going to sign it. Look, the number is the number.
He's a problem child anyway. Can't stay in shape. Right? Oh, this whole shape. Gluten-free Luka is a fad. It's not going to last.
You couldn't even recognize him.
Just trust me. It's not going to last. He's going to go back to old Luka. He's going to go old. By the way, have you guys seen James Harden in China?
Woo!
He has not gotten to the offseason regimen yet.
Yeah, but Luka's just getting into his man body.
Well, we'll see.
When I saw that whole signing, instantly I heard in your voice, never wanted him.
Yeah, Jennifer.
That's what he does. So you like,
and I couldn't wait to hear it today.
I'll tell you who I do want because we'll get to that coming up. Shyam's got some nuggets out there, or he just wants attention. I don't know. Luka, you know,
right?
That's how I move it. Luka, he talked to the media this weekend after signing his deal. 3 years, 165. He can opt out after two and then sign a gajillion $400 million extension. But this is what he says on when he knew he wanted to be with the Lakers.
My first and like the moment was when my first game, you know, I didn't play for 5-6 games. I don't know exactly how much, but the way they received me, the fans, the team, you know, it was unbelievable. In that moment, I felt something different. So I was really excited.
Felt something different. Luka, like, what did you think? What did you think they were going to be like? I'm skeptical of this guy. I don't know if he's going to work out. Hey, in LA.
I don't see it.
I'm not sure. You guys see this with Luka? I don't know. Of course the Lakers are going to do it. What a low bar. This Luka, he's easily tricked.
You could trick me for 165 for 3 years anytime you want.
Man. Well.
Oh, by the way.
Yep.
I watch your favorite star on TV all week.
Who?
Huh? Matrix.
Who? Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
He's good.
Matrix.
You didn't like it?
When you watch it the second time, because when I went to the movie theater to watch it, it took me 2 movies to realize they were in a computer.
I don't even think I've seen the Matrix since like high school.
Right. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But I watched, they had them all in a row. That's what they do now on TNT.
Dude, you love TNT. Were you like watching golf and then just TNT is on? Like, how do you love Bones and all these shows from TNT?
Bones don't come on TNT no more.
I believe Bones is on Peacock now, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, wow. My dad watches it.
finally, the Hall of Fame was this weekend.
Glad you could join us, Jennifer.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame was this weekend. I didn't see much of it.
I'm not watching another show. No disrespect to the guys that got inducted. Kudos to them. I'm not watching it no more until Eric Metcalf gets in.
Really? You have a boycott going?
Boycott.
Did you just decide this?
No. It was pushed further along by OJ McDuffie's tweet that said, I'm boycotting it until Richmond Webb gets in.
Wow. And
then I said, I feel the same way about Eric Metcalf.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, I'll give you one piece if you don't mind.
No, go ahead. No,
Sterling.
This has nothing to do with the people that have been inducted. Mm-hmm. I got much love for all of them. Right? This has nothing to do with that.
Sterling Sharp was inducted, and this was his moment on stage with his brother Shannon.
Time I was here, you said that you were the only pro football player in the Hall of Fame that could say this, that you were the second best player in your own family. Well, I agree with that statement, but it would be an extreme privilege. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have anything athletically of value, but it would be my extreme pleasure for you to be the only player in the Pro Football Hall of Fame with two gold jackets. You see, you have to learn to follow before you can lead.
There you go. He handed him then his Hall of Fame jacket to his brother Shannon. That was a Goosey's Galore moment, of course.
It is. They've always gotten along really well. And people don't realize Sterling Sharpe's career ended kind of like Michael Irving's.
With the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's crazy, though, because there's two – I can think of three players who didn't play very long that are in the Hall of Fame. One is Davis, the running back from Denver when they won the Super Bowl.
Terrell
Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling Sharp and Gale Sayers. Gale Sayers only played 6 or 7 years.
Hmm.
So, it is even rarer to get in the Hall of Fame only playing 7 years.
I got the list of first time eligibles for next year. You want to hear the class?
Yeah, we went over it.
Pretty loaded.
We went over it, and we kind of had. We can do it again. I would like your take on it. Like,
okay.
I'll go. Because yes,
like, how many get in every? Like five get in every year usually.
I don't know. I don't know what the number is. I don't know what the number is.
Well, Larry Fitzgerald's on it.
Yep, he's in.
Duh, he's in. Yep. Drew Brees, he's in. Philip Rivers.
No.
If Eli's not in, I think Philip Rivers gets to go in.
You can't put Philip in before Eli.
Right.
You can't put him in the same time as Drew Brees because the Chargers took Philip Rivers over Drew Brees, and Drew Brees had a better career.
Philip Rivers is a no-go for me.
Right.
Jason Witten.
It's here. In a time where the position was truly tight end, it has now since moved to wide receiver, tight end. Mm-hmm. You know, so the anomaly, Jason Witten would be Kerry Kittle's now. Not Kerry Kittle's.
George Kittle?
George Kittle. Kerry Kittle's a basketball player. George Kittle. Kittle's. That's what Witten was. But now they don't. They don't necessarily do that. They catch all passes. So
Frank Gore. Frank Gore's got to get in.
Yes, he's third. He's third on all-time list.
Gore's got to get in. So those are three first-timers that are shoo-ins, I feel like.
No, Winton's not a shoo-in.
No, I said Fitzgerald, Breeze, and Gore.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Agreed.
Pouncey Twins?
No, not yet.
LeSean McCoy?
No, no.
Greg Olson, Alex Smith, Dez Bryant, Steven Gostkowski?
Kicker? No.
Geno Atkins?
Nope.
Todd Gurley is eligible. Holy crap. Is he 30?
He's 31.
That's crazy.
Nope.
I feel like it's going to be those three and Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, yes. And then Philip Rivers will get in next year.
Yeah. All right. That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. Shams Charania. Maybe he wants attention.
No.
Maybe
no,
he knows no. something. He's, I don't know.
He
could
wants,
be something.
He wants your attention.
Could be. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it to him. He's back at it. Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.